All right, this next exercise will help you both with listening. One of you will speak while the other really just listens. Would someone like to go first?
Me. I had this crazy dream.
Do we have to do dreams?
I was at this fancy restaurant having lunch, and the waiter brought me my entree. It was a salad. It was Lloyd's head on a plate of spinach with his penis sticking out of his ear. And I said, I didn't order this. And the waiter said, you must try it. It's a delicacy. But don't eat the penis. It's just garnish.
Hmm. Lloyd, what do you think about the dream?
I think she should stop telling it at dinner parties to all our friends. I mean, dreams should be private, don't you think?
I'm not here to judge or to take sides. I will say, communication is healthy.
Uh-huh.
Healthy? Telling people she dreams of me being castrated Florentined is healthy?
Are there any sexual problems in the marriage?
Well, the truth is, we haven't had sex in quite a while. And before that, it wasn't all that, what's the word? Noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
By our 12th anniversary, we'd gotten into a pretty stale routine. A couple of kisses, a couple of nipple twists. It'd all be over in about the same time it takes to make a cappuccino, I know, because I timed it once. I mean, it's no wonder I had an affair.
How could you tell him all that so casually, like you were asking for a glass of water?
Actually, may I have a glass of water?
Why don't you have oral sex, too? I'll go wait in the car.
Ow!
Lloyd, how do you feel about Caroline's affair?
He just wants me to wear a red A on my chest and sleep in the basement.
Is that so unreasonable?
Everything's either black or white with him. You know, he doesn't see where he's responsible. And I mean, it just didn't mean anything to me. It shouldn't even be counted as an affair.
I think we need a ruling on this.
Bells will be ringing. Sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no
given Caroline for her affair.
Look, it was a long time ago. It's over. I'm fine about it. I just don't want to talk about it.
Well, then let me ask you something. What do you want from the marriage now?
I want to stop talking about it. Look, the truth is I want nothing. I have everything I need. I'm actually a very content person.
Oh, what a liar. You're so unhappy you can hardly breathe.
And I feel it in every gesture and every silence, and I'm miserable. How can we both be in the marriage and I'm miserable and you're content?
Luck?
Caroline, what do you want for the marriage?
Oh, this should be good.
Oh, what does that mean?
Because you don't know what you want. You blame everybody else for it. She's impossible to satisfy. She lives in her fantasies. I mean, let's really try to understand Caroline's miserable life. She lives in a beautiful home.
Which his mother owns.
I have a successful business.
Which his mother owns. We're in servitude to his mother for a loan she's charging us 18% interest on. We personally own nothing.
We took out a loan. We have to pay it back.
No, you took out a loan. I mean, it was your decision, not mine. You took out a loan from Satan, Mom.
She blames my mother for everything that's gone wrong in her life. In the meantime, she never finishes anything she starts. Photography courses, existential philosophy courses, Scandinavian cooking classes.
At least I go after my dreams.
To be what? Somebody who takes photographs of Lutfish to prove the nothingness of being? No wonder our son's so confused.
Oh, see? He blames me for Jesse. Is that right?
I'm not here to judge or to take sides.
Oh, what the hell good are you? You're the one who suffocated him with limitations. Our son's a very sensitive, creative
juvenile delinquent.
Boy, he has the kind of imagination
that the mafia gives scholarships for.
Oh,
in the ninth grade, we told him he could get a part-time job. You ready for what he did? He started an escort service for the football team, and he gave out my mother's phone number.
And I still say getting laid by an 18-year-old linebacker is just what she needs.
Please, let's lower our voices.
Fuck you!
Divorce me, you know. I mean, I don't care about alimony. You can say that I was unfaithful.
You were.
That's why I said you can say it.
No. You said it as if it weren't true, but that I could say it just to get the divorce, except that it is true, and we're not getting a divorce.
Aren't you coming in with me?
No, I want to listen to the news. There is a world going on beyond our problems, Caroline.
Just because you've made your decree about this divorce doesn't mean I'm giving up on it.
Caroline, the day you see anything through to the end, I'll stick my own dick in my ear.
There's no one in the store to help me. Can't you go home and make some?
Make some? Are you nuts? I've got 25 relatives coming. You don't understand. What am I going to do without them? I promised them I'd have eggnog.
Well, you can if you make it.
I can't make it.
Okay. Don't move. Don't talk. This is the gun in your back.
What's going on? Who is he?
He's the world was beyond our problem, which is now our problem.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Carrie, are you all right?
Drive.
Lieutenant Huff, how could this have happened in Old Baybrook?
Why weren't there more police in the street?
Don't you read the papers? This man has been terrorizing the entire county.
Look, I put more men on the street, but they're not qualified for this kind of thing.
And why not? They are police, aren't they?
They have no experience. Nothing ever happens in this town. The only time we get calls from you people is when some kid is playing a practical joke. Or your faggot dogs start humping each other without permission. Anytime there's any real problem, you people call your judge friends and your attorney general friends and your district attorney friends. Well, why don't you call them now and get the hell out of my office?
It doesn't necessarily have to be your office, Lieutenant Huff. You know, I'm calling an emergency meeting of the Old Baybrook Emergency Community Committee. And I'll be suggesting at that meeting that our volunteers patrol the streets to protect our homes. And if you would like, Lieutenant Huff, I will speak to the mayor, happens to be an old golfing chum of mine, about finding you a replacement since you don't like it here in Old Baybrook. And maybe I'll just tell him that you've hit into a water hazard and you're way in over your head.
Get out.
Authorities have speculated that the thief may still be in the immediate area. And Connecticut State Police have just announced roadblocks are being set up in Interstate 95.
God damn it. Turn it off. Turn it off! Shit.
Fucking Christmas. Fucking cocksuckers. Jesus.
I can't believe you're going to all this trouble for a thief. I mean, it's not like you killed anyone.
Yeah, I know. Kind of silly, ain't it?
Yeah.
Although it's still early, right?
What's that smell?
Shut up. Take me to your house.
Now, listen. We'll drop you off wherever you'd like, and we won't say a word. Believe me, we're not heroes.
I can vouch for that. Lloyd is
enough,
no hero.
Okay? I said take me to your fucking house, all right? I gotta think. Fuck.
Fuck. What?
Nothing.
No. What was that laugh?
God damn it.
Fuck, you don't know. Shit. No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you're right. Lloyd's no hero. I can vouch for that. Thanks a lot.
Please. I was just trying to help.
Oh, go to hell.
Never happened if you'd come into the store with me.
Well, that makes sense.
No, you chose me because I was alone.
Shut up!
I did not.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Okay. But I'm right, aren't I? You would never have taken a couple, would you? Would you?
All right, no.
No. Thank you.
Christ.
Let's see.
Happy now?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Hey. Less than 10 minutes ago, you sat in the car and told me you want to stop arguing.
Hey, stop sign.
Hey, morons!
You ran the stop sign.
I did not. There was no stop sign.
Oh, yes, there was. And yes, you did.
You didn't even see it.
He saw it. He said stop sign.
Great.
Heard it very clearly.
I hijacked my fucking parents.
Do you listen to anybody?
Somebody who makes sense I listen to.
There was no stop sign.
Oh, yes, there was.
Lieutenant, I found this mask with a weird smell.
Urine.
Oh, thank God. Phil thought it might be semen.
Phil needs to talk to a therapist.
Hey, Lieutenant.
What about that door?
We found it.
I found it.
Why'd you say that?
It's a county prosecutor.
Lieutenant Huff here.
Will Warren.
Suspect left behind a face mask. There are traces of blonde hair and the faint odor of aftershave mixed. A videotape. Where did he say it is? State police. Is that necessary? Well, my men are searching the place now. They could easily. What? Excuse me, but this is my jurisdiction, and we are perfectly capable. Yeah, I heard you.
So, can we go home now?
Get everybody out of there. And leave a couple of guys here for the state police. They got professionals coming.
coming.
Chasseur?
Le chasseur. It's 18th century French Huguenot.
I'm glad I caught you before you left for the holidays. May I come in?
No.
I can't give it to you out in the hall.
Listen, Siskel, I just developed some new pictures. Stunning. I'd even make a book. Something like Mapplethorpe, only a little bit more personal.
Demon seed.
My best to the wife and kids. Merry Christmas.
You don't have to pick me up at the station. I'm getting a ride home with a friend instead. I'll be a little late for dinner, so start without me, okay? Just kidding, Mom. See you later. Bye.
Who's that?
Jesse, our son.
Wait, we're supposed to...
Station.
At 8 o'clock.
Nice. You rich?
No. Oh, God, no.
Not really.
No.
Antiques like this ain't cheap.
Oh, I run an antique store in town. These are all from the
shop.
It's
his mother's store.
So?
Well, you made it sound like it was yours. You know, I run an antique.
I did not. I said I run it. I didn't say I own it.
Oh, come on, Lloyd.
I am the manager of the place.
Do you think he cares if you work for your mother?
Let's get one thing straight, okay? From now on, the only person who yells is me. Why? Because I have a gun, okay? People with guns can do whatever they want. Married people without guns, for instance, you.
Mm-hmm.
Do not get to yell. Why? No guns. No guns. No yelling. See? Simple little equation. Jesus Christ. Who are you fucking people?
Caroline and Lloyd Chasseur. What's your name?
Fuck you, that's my name. Got any rope? Lloyd?
For what?
What am I, applying for a job?
No.
Then stop asking me fucking questions, okay? Got any rope, Lloyd?
No, we don't have any rope.
We have bungee cords. They might work.
Where?
Right through there in the kitchen.
Move.
I don't believe you.
Expecting company?
Yes, Lloyd's mother and his brother's family are coming for dinner.
They should be here by 9.
Great. Jesus.
My rich.
All right.
Pass the ketchup,
please.
I'm not hungry now. I thought we were eating at Uncle Lloyd's.
God knows what disaster your Aunt Carolyn is making. This may be our last chance for normal food.
She does it to irritate me. I'm the one she's after.
But I'm not hungry.
Eat.
Now.
Don't annoy me. It's Christmas.
I'm sure she's going to a lot of trouble.
Gary, the last time you ate her cooking, you had diarrhea for a week.
You had diarrhea for a week, Dad?
That is not appropriate to her conversation. Eat.
We hate Aunt Caroline's cooking so much. Why do we go there every year for Christmas?
Because my poor Lloyd needs his family. Otherwise, he'd be all alone with that adulteress and her delinquent son.
I hope they get into fight like they always do. Their fights are bitching.
Shut up! Don't make me nuts today! It's Christmas!
Merry Christmas. So... what's the worst dive bar near here?
The Macro Lounge.
How do you know
that?
I passed by once on the access road.
Oh, you passed by it on the access road? Did you ever pass by the 17th hole? It's like a urinal with windows.
Well, I don't argue about it, but...
And the Macro Lounge couldn't be a dive bar because they can have entertainment.
It's Christmas,
Macro Lounge, Herbie speaking.
Yeah, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
It couldn't be the worst dive bar in town.
Come on, just one second, please.
Oh, you happen to know.
Can I afford?
Thanks. Looking for a friend of mine. He's kind of a
short, drunken loser.
You just described everybody in the place.
All right, well, so just see if there's a guy named Murray there, okay?
Is there a Murray here? I don't think he's here, pal.
See if there's a waste of fucking life named Murray. Try that one, okay?
Is there a fucking waste of life named Murray here?
Yes.
Hello?
Murray. How are you, pal?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. Of course, I'm a little tired from
running for 1,000 fucking miles because there was no fucking car waiting for me!
What did I tell you if something went wrong, Murray? I told you to act like a drunk, vagrant imbecile. Is that too much of a fucking stretch?
I got nervous. The cops were all over the place. Cops, they've set up a roadblock. They're checking cars.
And by 10 o'clock tonight, there's a curfew. I just heard that at the bar.
Excuse me. Is anything wrong?
Don't. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Shut up. Don't say anything to me, okay? Understand? Don't say a word.
Because maybe we can help, you know.
Gussie, where the hell are you? I'm scared. I don't think I can handle this.
You been drinking?
No. No. What are you, nuts?
Just calm down, okay? Just calm down.
Try to help me.
I'll tell you what. Go to a place called Winslow Harbors, okay? And steal us a boat.
Boat? I'm a carman. Gussie, what the hell do I know about boats?
Figure it out, okay? I don't care if it's a barrel as long as it fucking floats. 7:30 now. Curfew starts at 10. It gives you more than enough time. You got a pen? Write this number down, okay? 555-35-37. Okay, repeat it.
3537. Listen, kid.
Maybe you better tell me where the swag is in case I have to bribe somebody.
No, Murray.
But
no. You can hotwire station wagons, you can hotwire a fucking boat. And just remember, if you can't, what men your age become in prison?
Wet nurses. Okay, Murray?
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Everything's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be A-okay. Where's my boat? A couple hours. We'll be out of here. Right back on track, right? Now, got any cigarettes?
I don't smoke, and Caroline just quit.
Just quit, huh? So, where are they, Caroline?
What do you mean?
Where are they, Caroline?
Behind the chessboard.
Chessboard, chessboard. What? You told me you quit.
Yes. I told you I wouldn't smoke in the house. I never said I quit.
You said you quit. You haven't had a cigarette in 3 months.
I haven't finished a cigarette in 3 months. I take a few drags. I don't inhale.
You are such a liar. I don't believe
it.
Oh, I am
not
a liar. You sat right in the dining room. You lied to me. You looked me right in the eye and you lied to me.
It wasn't even in the dining room.
It was less than 10 feet from where we're sitting right now. I wonder how many other things you've been lying to me about that I don't know about that I'm about.
Did you say that you would quit, Caroline? Did you say that you would quit? Yes. So you are a liar. End of story. You saw the stop sign, didn't you, Lloyd?
Huh?
You saw the stop sign, didn't you, Lloyd?
Yes, it did.
Yes. So you two are a liar. capital L, small I, small A, small R, period. Now shut the fuck up.
Did you have an accident?
Oh, did you know you're bleeding?
Oh, yeah.
Were you shot?
Goddamn dog bit me.
What dog?
Willard's dog.
Cannibal bit you?
His name is Cannibal?
Yeah. There are Band-Aids in the bathroom in the master bedroom upstairs.
What's through here?
That's the mud room.
Use the ouchless. They're in the green container.
I don't believe it. You want to have sex with him.
What?
Use the ouchless. We have bungee cords.
I'm frightened. Humans get frightened because they have feelings. Didn't your alien leaders teach you that before they sent you here?
I suppose you'll use this drama as a reason to have another affair. I feel sorry for the next delivery man that comes to this house.
Okay, our car's in the driveway. The lights are on. They know we're in here.
Who the fuck is that? Make it quick.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Did I catch you at a bad time?
No. I was, in the attic.
I bet you thought Margaret forgot you on her fruitcake list.
I thought... maybe...
Well, she would never do that.
Oh, great. Thank you, George.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, thanks to Margaret.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Bye.
Hey, did you hear about the reward? Willard called the radio station from Bimini when he found out about the robberies. And he said he'll give $100,000 to anyone who captures this guy. Well.
Okay,
well,
bye.
I got a lot of children to see before that curfew tonight.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, my best to Lloyd.
Yep.
Yeah. And to that son of yours.
Jesse.
Right.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm still
bye-bye.
Waiting for a chess rematch, you know. And if he happens to know where the town's baby Jesus is, we're still missing it from the lawn nativity scene from last year.
My God.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Bye. That guy blames Jesse for everything that happens. And he hasn't played chess with him for years.
Oh. What's in this?
I don't know, alum. I made it.
Welcome to the suburbs.
Yeah.
Where are those Band-Aids?
Upstairs.
Show me. Nice.
Yeah. It's my mother-in-law's. Every time I pass it, I feel her eyes on me. You want it?
Do I want it? This is a Chagall, right? This is a real Chagall.
Yeah.
That really pisses me off.
Sorry?
Well, I mean, you know, you got something like this hanging on your wall, you don't even fucking appreciate it. Probably because you never worked a day in your life.
That's not true. We had our own business once. We owned a restaurant. An Italian restaurant. Because I would have preferred French, but anyway. Failed eventually.
What are we, girlfriends here? Do I give a shit about this? No. Let's move.
Cloudy skies, drizzle, and a temperature in the low 20s.
You want to go for a cup of coffee?
Look, kid, I got to get home to my family. This was my last job. Come on, it can't be that bad.
Look, can you just drive me around the block a little? I'll give you another 50.
Well, that's your money, pal.
Who's been naughty and who's been nice?
Here we are.
Hey, we got one for Johnny here. And here's one for
It's so cold
out tonight. Do you think Santa would like something to eat?
Let me love an ice hot meal. Santa's so hungry.
Yeah, let's get him some cookies.
Cookies.
Yes, Santa.
Get over here.
Oh, cookies.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
All right, everybody, tuck in. Let's eat, huh?
Okay. All right. Enough with the cookies, kids.
You two were gone an awfully long time.
I got us moved to a more comfortable place, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what'd you have to do for it? Dress his wounds?
Oh, that's right, Lloyd. We're having an affair. He wants to run away with me to Acapulco. He just tied me up with you in case I had second thoughts.
No one goes to Acapulco anymore.
Our son's walking in here any minute. Why don't you worry about that?
Look, if we just cooperate, I'm sure he won't hurt him. What are you doing?
I think we can get out of these. Oh, move your body!
Stop that. What if he walks in here?
Just say we're being affectionate.
Tied up with an armed man in the house?
Works for me. Just reach down and touch that clippery thing.
Listen to me. I cannot move my arm.
Stop it. What's that?
It's nothing.
It doesn't feel like nothing.
It's just the friction.
Lloyd, you animal.
Haven't you left yet?
Did you hear the fucking phone ring?
Look, what about our son?
Well, I guess it's going to be a real Chasseur family picnic, huh?
That's Chasseur. It's 18th century French Huguenot.
Got any extra cord?
No, we don't have any extra cord.
Okay. Guess we're going to have to economize, huh?
May I see some identification, please?
Certainly, sir.
How can they do this to people on Christmas Eve?
Well, there is a criminal at large, and they can't stop for the holidays.
Maybe they'll catch him and then let him go in the spirit of Christmas.
That is not the spirit of Christmas. The spirit of Christmas is either you're good or you're punished and you burn in hell. Who would catch a criminal and then let him go free?
Republicans?
Continue. Have a Merry Christmas.
Why don't you just give yourself up?
What'd you say?
Well, you're not going to kill an entire family. It's over. I mean, you're not the type. You're a thief, not a killer. That's obvious.
I hate guys like you. You know? With your Jeep Grand Cherokees and your Nicaraguan maids and your Ping Zing golf clubs. Every goddamn thing in the world handed to you. I mean, what fucking purpose do you people serve?
You're a criminal. What possible purpose could you serve?
Fuck you, Lloyd. I work for a living, okay? I have a skill. I'm in the game, pal. What do you do except take up fucking space?
If you're so skilled, what are you doing stuck here?
Let me tell you something. I can break into any house, anywhere, anytime, take whatever I want, in and out, 10 minutes, no prints, no evidence, nothing. What's his name? Had installed that fucking Roadrunner booby trap. I'd be in Jamaica by now.
I'm impressed.
No, you people don't get impressed, do you? Huh? Life just bores the shit out of you people. Well, I'm sorry. We don't all have rich mummies and daddies we can live off of or open restaurants when we get bored playing tennis.
You told him about the restaurant?
Yeah. I heard you couldn't cut it working for a living, Mr. Brooks Brothers, so you just...
Shut up! You know, you and my wife have a lot in common. You both think you have some right to life working out the way you want it to, and if it doesn't, you get to act any way you want. Problem with that is someone still has to be responsible. I'd love to run around taking classes and playing with my inner selfness. I'd love the freedom to be a pissed off criminal without any responsibility, except I don't have the time. But you don't see me with a gun. You don't see me sleeping with someone else. You think my life turned out the way I wanted because I live in this house. You think every time I look in the mirror, I shout, gee, I'm glad I'm me, and not some 19-year-old billionaire rock star with the body of an athlete and a 24-hour erection? No, I don't. So just excuse the shit out of me.
Oh, God.
Hello? Hey!
Jesse.
Jesse.
Who are you?
Don't hurt that.
Watch it. You guys okay?
Hands behind your back.
Wait a second. You're the guy.
Shut up.
This isn't your MO. You only knock over estates. But hostages? That's a no-win situation.
You too, huh? You know what this family needs? A mute. Let me just say it one more time. I have a gun. It's loaded. Shut up. Okay?
Yes, but we have people coming for dinner.
See, they're driving down from Boston. It's traditional.
Five
they do
extra
it every
people.
Year. What are you going to do? Tie us all up?
Dinner's canceled.
Well, we can't cancel dinner. I mean, they're on the road.
We can't put them off. They'll be here by 9.
Should I just shoot one of you guys in the foot? Would that get the point across?
Listen, if the police have a curfew, they might do house-to-house searches.
House-to-house searches, you see? You can't stay here.
That would be very bad for you, really.
I can't leave until my partner calls.
How do you know he'll call?
He'll call. He better fucking call. I swear to God, he doesn't call.
It smells like piss.
Maybe I could sell tickets. No. Let's see. No, that. The point is, in order to get this rogue,
I've never seen this movie all the way through.
Don't you live in this country?
Well, I mean, they show it during the holidays and with the kids and the family. I've never seen the whole thing.
Is it the color of your jacket?
I'd say it's charcoal blue.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, it's just a...
Merry Christmas, Lieutenant.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Where the hell are you two going? Stay here.
Did you have to say Merry Christmas? It's the way I was brought up.
Push rewind.
Is this it?
No, that's fast forward. This is it.
Give me that. What you're about to see has to be kept within the confines of this room. Do you understand?
Wait a minute. That's... Shh. It's old man Willard's Shh. Place.
Now, listen up.
Precinct.
We're going to find this guy. I want you to watch it a few more times. Then I'll organize specific teams, each with a specific geographic location.
Lieutenant, some county prosecutor guy?
I'll take it in my office. Nobody leaves.
Yeah, he'll be right with you. Okay, I'll put you on hold. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Should we watch it again?
I think we should just wait till Huff gets back.
Well, while we're waiting...
think this is it.
No. It's this one.
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics. I don't want any ground floors. And I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that?
Is this your boat?
That was quite an outburst. I should tie you up more often. Listen, about the restaurant, I didn't
say... How did you get home again?
Dad, like I said, I got married with a friend.
Which friend?
Friend.
Which friend? Do I know him?
All right, I took a limo, okay?
A limo? Where'd you get the money for a limo?
Okay, I didn't take a limo. I stole one. Is that better?
Listen, smart mouth. If you would answer a simple question...
Like that.
Listen, I'm asking my son a question.
No, you're
if you
not.
Don't mind.
You're not.
I mean, never disciplined him.
If you had not sent him to that prison.
It's not a prison.
Oh, yes,
it's a military academy. I went there. I was...
Oh, yeah, for a summer. I go for my whole entire high school life.
You were sent there because high schools wouldn't enroll you anymore. There were...
What the hell is wrong with you people? You're supposed to be a family. How can you talk to each other like that? Let's just go on Oprah and get it over with. Christ! What's the quickest way to the docks?
You take Bainbridge,
you make... take Main Street, and you turn left on Domino Square.
You can't make a left on Domino Square.
You
it's
can
a one-way
make a left
street.
On
no,
Domino.
No, no, no. Bainbridge is the only two-way street to the docks. You go to the
you know,
clock tower...
You're never
right
getting out of here.
Left on Bainbridge.
Why don't you just take the highway?
Why would you take the highway?
Because it's quicker.
Not the way you drive.
All right, we don't have much time. Pay attention to any distinguishing features.
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics. I don't want any ground floors. You understand that? I don't want any plastics.
Lieutenant Huff,
I don't want any ground floors.
I believe you have some evidence in your possession belongs to the county prosecutor's office.
What I want to do. And you're...
George.
Unbelievable.
I'm worth more dead than alive.
I love no sense of time. Never again. Never again.
Excuse me. Those dolls are my mother's. She's been collecting them for years. Could you please be a little more careful with them?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, if he doesn't call, you're dead in the water.
Jesse, be quiet.
Listen to your father, kid.
I'm only stating the obvious.
Just stop.
What is it, 20 minutes till curfew? And I heard on the radio they found a ski mask on the scene. Anyone get a good look at you?
To residents of Old Baybrook, Jeremiah Willard is known as the Amusement Park King. A childlike eccentric, he is known for his love of animals and generous contributions. We now go to the Willard Mansion and to our on-the-scene reporter, Mike Michaels. Mike?
Thanks, Karen. Old Baybrook residents will be competing for top dollars before tonight's curfew goes into effect. Representatives of Jeremiah Willard have confirmed the reward is now $200,000. This may turn out to be a very Merry Christmas for some lucky family. Back to you, Karen.
I'm in hell. Connecticut is the fifth ring of hell. The fuck is that?
Jesse? Untie my parents, now.
Kid.
are you doing?
I mean it! Untie my parents.
Jesse.
Jesse, phone the police.
Put the gun down.
Shut up.
No. Phone the police.
No.
Get back on your knees. Come on, right now, or I'll shoot.
You will?
I will. I'll shoot you.
So I'm gonna keep on walking. Can you get to that phone before I get to you?
Jesse, put the gun down.
Hello?
Caroline?
It's Connie. Listen, we got a little held up. We'll be there in 20 minutes. I hope that dinner isn't ruined. Okay, bye.
All right, get in the car!
Great. Looks like there's gonna be one more for dinner, huh?
Siskel.
Honey, when are you coming home? Your parents are here. The children are asking for you.
Sorry, Stella. I had some last minute work to do. I'll get there as soon as I can, okay? Tell the kids I love them.
Okay, please hurry.
Okay, bye.
Look, I'm making a mistake. Help you out, you know. $11,000 worth of cash money.
Hey, it's been a long, bad day. Right now, I'd rather be in Iraq than in this fucking house. So do me a favor, do yourself a favor, cut the shit, okay?
I'm not. It's the truth. I got a little blackmail deal going in school, and...
Blackmail? What are we, $1.10? You're doing blackmailing people?
Yeah. I need some big money fast. I was desperate. I wanted to get out of here.
Desperate about what?
Let's see. I got 2 years, 4 months left in military school. My parents hate each other. My father records every mistake in my life like he's preparing for my parole hearing. I don't get to do anything by myself, and I live in the suburbs. You figure it out.
So where are you gonna go? Huh?
I don't know. Where do you go?
Where do I go? Well, I usually end up in Jamaica with this friend of mine. Jimmy Marlowe. He steals appliances off of trucks. I get the money back from the fence, which is usually about half what the stuff's really worth. Spend all the money, come home, start all over again. Of course, this time, it's supposed to be the big final score, you know, the big retirement score.
Why are you quitting now? You got a great life.
Let me explain something to you, kid. What I do, running around, stealing shit, that may sound great when you're 15 years old. But it sucks just a little bit when you're 35. No family, no house. I got a partner who's 56 years old. He's an alcoholic. He still can't figure out why they took Happy Days off the air. And then I got to turn on TV every day and see kids like you, one after the other, on these talk shows. You got everything. You got opportunities up the ass. You got a family to come home to. And what do? You sit around and you bitch and you moan because things don't go your way. Well, you know what, kid? Welcome to the real world, where most of the time, things don't go your fucking way.
Easy for you to say. Everything goes your way.
Right, you know what? I think I had you pegged wrong. I don't think you have a brain in your fucking head. Merry Christmas. Now, we don't have much time. Rules of the house. No telephone except for the one in the kitchen. No television, tell them the cable's out. Nobody in the second floor in case your son makes any noise. We are one unit. I want the two of you together in front of me at all times. And no arguing either. You two fight and forget about everything else. So just behave and pay attention or I take your son with me, okay? Now, tell me about this doctor guy.
I received a call from Will Warren, the county prosecutor, happens to be a very close friend of mine. You'll be glad to know that in spite of your bungling, he's confident they'll find our thief in those house-to-house searches during curfew. Another thing, he said, your men are to assist and report to me, as per his instructions. You can call if you'd like. Let's see, one other thing. Oh, yes, your Christmas wish came true. You're to be out of here the day after Christmas. Isn't that a lovely Noel? It's been swell.
Bob.
Yes.
I nailed your wife.
What?
After the town meeting last August, you were in Rhode Island on business. Three times, Bob. She said you never went three times, Bob.
Merry Christmas, Lloyd.
Merry Christmas, Lloyd.
Phil, Steve, Merry Christmas. Are you guys working tonight?
No, oh, they're starting at curfew tonight, and this is our area.
Yeah, it's our beat.
Thought we might say hi to Gary.
Gary? Gary's around?
Is he here yet?
Gary.
Who's Gary?
No. It's my brother-in-law. No, they all grew up together.
Great.
Oh. Is that Caroline? I'd love to say hello.
Oh, love to see Caroline.
Yeah. You know, your wife?
Of course it is. What am I doing?
She's upstairs. She's just change. Come on. You want some coffee? Come on.
Oh, yeah. There's in the kitchen. You can
have a piece of pie or something.
Oh, we have pie.
Were you guys here last year?
Yeah.
There was a rum cake. I think someone made.
You guys just help yourselves. I'll go get Caroline. All right. So.
What is wrong with you, roommate? Look, you would have caused more suspicion to say no. Finally, somebody says it besides me. Would you shut up? There was no other alternative. I could have been in the shower. I could have been dressing. She could have been wrapping presents. What is this, a lying seminar? You made a noise. I was distracted. He was distracted.
No. No, I'm not buying wine for your brother. He can suck on a grape, Arch. Forget it. Okay, I'll get the milk and the donuts.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Marge, hold on. They got another call coming in. Yes, I'll talk to you later. Hello?
Gussie?
No, this is Lieutenant Milford. To whom am I speaking? We hung up.
Who was it?
I don't know. Hung up.
Probably a wrong number.
Yeah.
Crank
call. Kids.
Yeah, kids. That's it. So, it's late.
When do you think Gary might be getting here?
Well, this is the thing. Maybe what you should do is go, and when Gary comes, I'll get him to call you, you know, at the office or wherever, because, you know, Christmas Eve, you're so busy, and I...
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I'll get it. That's it, Len. Hello? Hello. Are you feeling better?
Who gives a rat's ass how I feel? Where's Gussie?
I'll get him. Back in a minute.
Can't believe I'm working tonight.
I know. I mean, you know, some guy robbing people on Christmas Eve.
It's not right. It's not right. Go get him, though. Got every cop and his brother out looking for him.
Christmas Eve.
Murray. Hung up.
Oh, he sounded upset.
He should be. He's gonna die a horrible fucking death.
Caroline! Speaking of which. So, Gary and Connie and
Mary
the kids.
Mary Beth.
Mary downstairs.
Steve!
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Mom? Merry Christmas.
Mom, the TV's broke. What are we gonna do all night?
Celebrate the birth of Christ. Now put the presents under the tree.
Connie, honey, look who dropped by.
Merry Christmas,
Connie. Merry Christmas, Connie.
I'll take that bag upstairs.
I'll take it. I want to change my shoes.
Mom, hi.
Lloyd, who is this?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Who is this?
This is the doctor we were telling you about, Dr. Wong.
Ah, the marriage doctor.
Right, yeah.
Wong? You're a Wong?
Well, my mother was Irish.
And your father?
Wasn't.
Why don't we go downstairs?
I want to change my shoes.
Your shoes are lovely.
My feet hurt.
Take them off. Go barefoot. A bohemian Christmas. I'm up for that.
What the hell is wrong with you? Why do you get strange at family gatherings?
It's not me, Mom. It's Caroline. She's a little nervous about the dinner. Maybe you could go tell her what you think, you know? Give her a hand. What a bad cook she is.
All right. aren't you going to take my bag up?
Later.
Well, I'll take
it. I'll go. I just wanted to be close to you.
He loves you so very much.
Caroline, could you come up here for a minute?
I thought you needed help.
Yes, well, everything's in the dining room. Why don't you light the candles? That'd be good. Hello?
Where's Gus?
Murray?
How do I know this is Gussie?
Because the next time I see you, I'm going to tear all the hair out of your balls one by one. You fucking mule. How's that?
Kid, I got good news.
Yeah?
A friend of mine's got a boat.
Friend?
Nobody likes you. What are you talking about, friend?
Well, somebody I just met, and we kind of hit it off. I think she really likes me.
She? Murray, I've been in this house all night wondering if I'm going to get busted or not, and you've been fucking dating. Is that it, Murray?
Calm down. It's the best I could do. Listen, she's a nice woman, and she's just skipped parole from New Jersey.
An ex-con?
Yeah.
That's great. That's just great. Now, you know, she's not going to turn us in.
She wouldn't. She can't afford to. If she did, she'd be back in the slammer before she knew it. Honest, she's legit. But there's just one little problem.
What? Children?
No. The boat needs a little work. Hello?
Hello? How long?
Hour and a half.
Hour.
Okay.
You have an hour.
Hour.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Facts check, 3 or 4 minutes away.
Boy, isn't this exciting? Sure glad I got a chance to see Santa while he was here.
And Santa would like to toast you all for answering the call of duty on the holiest of nights. Everyone, grab a glass. You too, grab a glass. Come on, grab a glass. Everyone, come on.
Santa doesn't drink champagne. Santa drinks milk.
Look, Santa can't drink any more milk tonight. Santa has a lactose intolerance. It gives him horrible gas pains. You want to see Santa farting down everyone's chimney? Merry Christmas.
What we're having is a traditional Scandinavian Christmas feast. We have roast suckling pig, fresh baked kringlors with a honey pecan dipping sauce, 7-day-old lutefisk, and lamb gherkins. What you're wearing on your heads are called Lucia wreaths. They're worn in honor of Saint Lucia, a brave and noble woman I admire very much. A woman whose beliefs were so strong, they rendered her inflammable. As the story goes, Lucia was engaged to be married. And instead of giving her dowry to her in-laws, she gave it to the poor people of the village. Her husband-to-be, thinking she was out of her mind, betrayed her to the Romans as a Christian. And they condemned her to burn at the stake. But although she was surrounded by flames, she would not burn. And they had to stab her with a sword.
My God. Is this a Christmas story?
Who cares? My forehead is blistering.
I think it's cool, Aunt Caroline.
Thank you. Okay. Dig in, everybody. Don't be shy.
Everything looks great, honey.
Thank you, sweetheart.
From what school are you trained, Dr. Wong? Freud?
Nah, I'm going for that dream stuff.
Really? You don't think patients should examine their dreams?
Well, I just don't think they should bother other people with them. I mean, what kind of a loser actually thinks anybody else is interested?
You must have met a great many strange and disturbed people, Dr. Wong.
My line of work to you. To meet some real wackos.
You call your patients wackos?
Yeah, they like it.
Well, it seems that this therapy is working. I've never seen these two so agreeable together. What the hell am I eating?
Oh, that's a parsnip kringlor. They date back to the 4th century.
That's what it looks like. Where's your son?
He's spending the night with a friend.
On Christmas Eve?
I think it's very strange.
Actually, that was, my idea. Because, when one is constructing highways of communication between two people, it's sometimes a good idea to, clear the road and, slowly introduce exit signs.
That's funny. I heard something very similar on Oprah last week.
I assume that, as you've built highways of communication, you have discussed Caroline's adultery.
What? You told your mother?
And why not? He was very upset, and he needed someone he could trust to talk to. Tell me something. In your professional opinion, should these two be married?
Mother?
Caroline.
Is that part of the treatment, too? She can't leave?
Yes, Dr. Wong. Why don't you tell us all about your treatment in detail? It'll be so fascinating.
Well, it's a complex web of complications which need to be weaved and woven into a quilt of some kind. It's a really expensive treatment, I can tell you that much. It cost a hell of a lot of money.
These lamcousins are great, sweetheart.
They're gookins, not cousins, honey.
Where I was born, Dr. Wong, life and marriage was less complicated. My marriage was arranged, in fact. My husband lived in the next town, and our parents wanted to join farms.
Really? What kind of farms?
Pigs.
Caroline, could I have the wine?
It's all finished. We have to get another bottle.
Where are you all going?
I gotta stay with them to, weave the, Just shut up and eat your goddamn dinners.
You won't talk about it in therapy, but you'll discuss it behind my back with that bitch.
Hey, she's my mother.
She's a fucking bitch, Lloyd.
You are not supposed to take
some. No. Thank you so much, Gus. Finally, somebody else sees.
To be blind not to see.
All right. Let's just get in there and change the subject.
Oh, fine. Why didn't we just change the subject before I was humiliated? That's it, Lloyd. We are getting a divorce. This is finished.
Now get the hell home, George, before we call your wife.
Honestly, George, what an example.
Cena was mean to me.
I'm serious, George.
Yeah? Well, maybe Santa won't come back next year. Maybe him and the Easter Bunny will take a fucking cruise to Jamaica and you can eat your own lousy cookie.
Oh, who the hell knows?
Wow!
I was pregnant with Jesse then. We lived in the most wonderful one-bedroom apartment.
You see, Lloyd never took any money from his family then. I found that so attractive.
Then what happened?
Don't encourage her, Mary. No one wants to listen to her misery.
Lloyd was working as an assistant banquet manager at the Sheraton. We'd make love in the mornings because he was, you know...
Caroline, why don't you eat something?
Lloyd, why don't you eat me?
Kids, go into the den.
This is not a conversation for children.
It's not a conversation for adults either.
Where are you going?
And the living room. To leave you to your quilting.
Bribed Lloyd.
I'll be there to open presents. If my plans change,
I'll
contact you.
I hate Connecticut. I grew up in Connecticut.
Well, why don't we all go into the living room, and then we can have our coffee and dessert in there.
You phony bastard.
Caroline, shut up.
Let's all go to the bathroom.
Sit down, Connie. Sit.
Excuse me, but I am not one of your patients.
You're going to be somebody's patient if you don't get your ass back down into that chair.
Wow. Ow.
I swear to God, you hit that kid one more time, and I'm going to stick that pig's head right up your ass.
Gary, are you going to let him talk to me like that?
Well, hon, he is a doctor.
Okay. Now, Caroline Lloyd and I will go into the kitchen and get the coffee and dessert, and then we're going to open the presents.
We can't open presents until midnight.
Why not?
Because it's not Christmas until midnight.
But guess what? We're changing the rules a little bit, okay? We're going to open the presents now, not later. Now. Why? Because we're adults, and we can open the presents whenever we want. Let's go.
Ooh. Why isn't my portrait over the fireplace?
Have some coffee.
Go to hell, mama's boy.
Caroline, get a grip.
Or what? What are you gonna do, shoot me? You think death scares me? You forget, buddy, I've been married to him for 15 years.
You forget I have your son upstairs.
Here we go.
Mary?
How's that, Mom? Good?
John, this is to you from me and Dad.
What's that, Aunt Caroline?
It's an orange marzipan cake with creme de menthe and lime zest.
Ugh, sounds too sweet.
And don't eat it.
Coffee?
Is it real coffee or some Scandinavian Christmas potion?
How about some music?
How about some Nat King Cole?
Oh, Gary loves Nat King Cole.
Gee, you know each other so well.
Okay. Nat King Cole it is.
Oh, Gary, this is for you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, this is for Jesse. We'll just put that in a pile right over here.
You like it, Mary?
Yeah, it's real neat. Slipper socks. Oh, I have wanted these for so long. Thank you, Mother Rose. Kids, look what Mom got. You know, with all her money, what does she think? She's gonna take it with her?
I think that's the plan.
Oh, Caroline, this is for you from Lloyd. Lloyd, should I stop handing out the presents? Maybe some of us are not in the mood.
Caroline?
You see, Dr. Wong, you can use any treatment you like, and it won't do a bit of good. The simple truth is that she's a nasty, selfish woman who thinks only of herself. She has ruined my son's life. I can attest to that. He has endured such heartache.
Lady, why don't you just sleep with him? Let us all off the hook.
Caroline, what are you doing? What's the point? You've made your decision.
What decision?
Caroline's leaving me. We're getting a divorce.
Oh. Why?
Gary, this is to you from me.
Thank you, Bunny.
Oh, thanks, Mother Rose.
I bought you the husky size, John. You mustn't let your weight become a problem.
He does not have a weight problem.
Oh, isn't that nice? Thank you, Connie and Gary and Mary and John.
Mom, this is our gift. It's to put in the bag. It's another payment on the loan.
Oh, thank you, Lloyd. Of course, we'll have to see what happens with interest rates in the new year.
Cocksucker.
What did she say?
She said cocks.
You've been sucking us dry for years on this loan.
Hey, Caroline.
No, I have something to say. You got a problem with that?
Nope.
Don't you think it's gone on long enough?
You both borrowed money to open that ridiculous restaurant, which I told you both would never work.
Well, it might have worked if you could have taken your tentacles off of him.
Caroline, stop it.
If you remember, Caroline, my husband had just died. I was all alone, and I had to have surgery.
Plastic surgery.
It was necessary.
It was nothing more than needing to keep your son's attention on you. Manipulating him to open that store.
You were
to pay you back the money.
Destitute. I gave him a real job. I let you use my home out of the goodness of my heart.
You're charging us rent, Rose.
What kind of therapy is this?
Come on now, this is getting a little ugly here.
Yeah, we walk around on tiptoes, you know, because Mother might get upset or Mother might get angry. And why, let's be honest, she has money. And she holds it over all of us like a death sentence.
I'm happy to give my children everything.
That's the problem. One son who can't say boo to his wife. And the other one, he just gives up. One bad review in one lousy magazine, you just give up.
Now, just a minute. Stop right there. In the first place, it wasn't one bad review in one lousy magazine. It was the Restaurant Guidebook of New York.
God.
And when the Restaurant Guidebook recommends you to Hindus looking for a fun night out of fasting, what did you expect me to do? Change the menu? You close the restaurant.
No! You close the restaurant. Other people try again. But you see, everything always came so damn easy for you. But the first time that you tried something that was really important to you, to us, and it didn't work out, what did you do? You ran home to Mom. And then you build this wall around yourself, shutting me out, shutting Jesse out with your cynicism and your derision, and you call that being responsible. Well, I can't live like this. I don't care if I wind up a truck stop waitress with platinum hair and pineapple earrings. At least I'd be alive. It'd be better than living with a corpse.
Before you get on with your career in the service industry, let's set the record straight. Because I don't want you leaving with any misunderstandings. Maybe you're right. Maybe I was afraid. Maybe I can't take failure. That's probably true. And maybe it's because the decision was all up to me. It was always all up to me. You were so afraid of being wrong, you never made a choice. At least you made it look that way.
What does that mean?
If you recall, my first response to my mother's offer to live here was absolutely not.
Lie.
Absolutely not. You think about it. We were sitting in our bedroom on 78th Street. We were smoking a joint and listening to Al Green, and I said absolutely not.
I'm sorry, but I have had enough. I have never heard of such a Christmas. Sex and drugs and women being set on fire. I'm taking
Connie,
my children upstairs
it.
With
sit
me
sit down and shut up, okay? Sit down and shut up.
Come on, kids. We're going upstairs. Gary?
I think this is more important.
Well, I think this is sick.
Connie, honey, right now, nobody really cares what
Gary,
you think.
Gary, you have not defended me once this entire evening.
Sit down.
Sit down
and give these people a little bit.
If you don't mind, the corpse still has the floor. I told you what moving here could mean, but you were the one who said we should consider it. Not the actual moving, just the considering. The actual moving in part was left to me. Why? Because you didn't know what to do. You were confused. You didn't know what was the right thing. But you were sure as hell sick and tired of living in a one-bedroom apartment in New York City. So don't hand me that it was the best of times bullshit. You didn't want to work anymore, and you didn't want any help with the baby because you wanted to do it all by yourself. And you hated New York because we weren't as rich as your college friends were to enjoy it. We couldn't afford a bigger place. And you were miserable being around people who could. And we were up to our ears in debt.
But moving here was my decision. Right. And the loan was the same situation.
What difference does any of this make now? You're getting a divorce.
Mother.
What?
Is it possible for you to shut the fuck up for 10 seconds?
Lloyd, don't talk to me like that in my own house.
You know what, Mom? You know what I'm gonna get you next Christmas? A big wooden cross. So every time you feel unappreciated for all your sacrifices, you can climb on up and nail yourself to it.
Gary, get my bags. I'm leaving.
Oh, go get him yourself. He's not your errand boy.
Has everyone gone nuts? Who the hell do you think you are?
Slipper socks, medium.
Hey. The army, what the fuck? I'm one of my Oswald here? Hey, hey, hey.
Is this part of the therapy?
Now, I want everybody into the tent, or I'm gonna shoot her.
Go ahead, shoot her.
Get up! Get in the tent.
Professor, I'm sorry to disturb you during the holidays. I'm Lieutenant Siskel from the Academy.
Is there some trouble?
Yes, and I couldn't in good conscience let it wait any longer.
Does it involve Jesse?
It does. Jesse is a very clever and enterprising young businessman. He currently has several photographs of me.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, hey, that's enough.
Are you sure this will hold?
Yes, absolutely.
I knew you weren't a doctor. I knew it. You'll never get away, you know. You'll either be captured or killed. One less worthless man around, one less burden to society.
Fucking believable.
I've survived worse than you. World wars, old age, marriage, and weak men like you. Men who don't have the guts to survive in the real world. Men who are just scared little boys intimidating everyone with their aggressiveness because they're afraid the world will find out how small their penises are.
You know, lady, I'd like to tie you to the back of a fucking truck.
You don't have the balls.
No, no. This one I gotta...
Don't. It's not worth it.
What? Oh, I fucking hate her, Lloyd.
I know. I know. Mary, gag your grandma.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I thought moms are supposed to be nice and sweet and patient. I know loan sharks that are more forgiving than you. Your husband ain't dead, lady. He's hiding. Let's go. Shit. Wow.
Oh, honey.
Is Siskel still here?
No.
What are you gonna do, Dad? Turn me in?
May I ask you just one question? Is there something that we don't give you? What do you need all that money for? Drugs?
No.
What, more video games?
Lloyd, no! Stop it! Stop it! That's it. That's it. Gus, I'm going with you.
What?
I'll give you a cut in the money. We can make it to the docks on foot. We can take a shortcut through the woods.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down. Slow down.
Come on. You gotta take me with you. I have no other option. I can't stay here.
What am I, the fucking circus? Take you with me?
But come on!
No, forget it. Forget it. Just forget it, okay? Don't start running, kid. Once you start, you never stop. Believe me.
Fine. Fine, be that way. Just go by myself, then.
Oh, please, Jesse, look. Give us another... Oh, Jesse. We screwed up, not you.
Oh, shit.
Look, I promise you, we'll take care of this. We'll fix everything. No matter what happens between me and your father,
you don't have to... Splitting up?
That's not your problem, honey.
Hey, I'm in this family too, you know. Every time you guys yell and scream at each other, it is my problem, Mom.
Caroline, let's go.
One second. Okay. A lot's happened between me and Lloyd. We've made a lot of mistakes. You got caught in the middle.
They hate each other?
No.
Then you're staying together.
Caroline, come on, let's go.
Oh, just wait, please. I don't know. I don't know what your father wants.
What do you want?
Caroline, come on.
We'll talk about this later, okay? Just stay here, please. We'll be back soon.
What about Siskel?
We'll fix it, honey. We'll give him the money, the photos, anything. Just stay right there.
Hey! You know something?
What?
Caroline. Every year we give you a fruitcake for Christmas and you don't give us a goddamn thing. My wife thinks it's because you... Hey. You had a gun, didn't you?
Yes, you did. You did. You had a gun. I saw it.
Hey, you're the guy.
You're the guy, aren't you?
Okay, pal. Just... Huh?
What, you pulling a gun on me? I'm not afraid of you.
Just calm down, all right?
You think you're gonna take me? I'm Santa Claus.
Great. I just beat up Santa Claus.
Guys, the cops are here. What are we gonna do?
Central, Cruiser 252, Pinellas speaking. I'm at the Chazza house. Over.
We gotta get you out of here.
I know, but I can't just leave. I don't know where I'm going.
So... Well, just keep pretending like you're Dr. Wong, then you don't
There's
have to
five
go.
Five people tied up in a back room. Come on.
Okay, fine. Then we can hide you. We can hide you anywhere.
Search
in here. I know
teams.
This place like the back of my hand.
They come in and they search until they find what they're looking for. It's a bad idea.
No. It's a good idea. It's the mud room.
Yes, the mud room's
the trap door in the mud room. We'll put you in there. It'd be perfect.
No.
It's a very good idea.
No,
the beamer is a good place.
No, it's the first place.
Oh, I know the hope chest. We'll put you in the hope chest.
Take me in the castle. Forget about it. I'll spend
in the castle. No. Throw away the key.
What about the basement? Is there a tunnel or a hole or a
path through the woods? Jesse, quick, take Gus to the path through the woods. You said you know a shortcut to the docks, right? You're the only one that can take him. Well, what do you want us to do, turn him in? I can't spend my whole life sending everybody I care about to prison.
Go on.
Okay, Dad. Come on, Gus, let's get out of here.
And be careful. All right, go. We'll stall it.
Oh. If I listen, I
How many more into this?
60.
Jeez. 419, we're over. See, Gary, call it over.
419, dispatch.
Yeah, we're starting to get some right now.
State police! There's got to be someone home. Are all of these lights in that car in the driveway? Oh, jeez. We got a live one.
I need some people to surround this house right now. Eddie, get your men in here.
Hit it. Oh, my God. Thank God you're here. You've got
no
to hurry. He left an hour ago. He's got a head start. He went to an airport in Hartford.
Night.
Would
I mean,
you
we have
shut up?
Hands.
I'm trying to give them important information. He went to an airport in Hartford. He
I
left
suppose
on the back door.
You're the only one who's been tied up all night.
I mean,
what is this,
a men's
club?
Excuse me.
Are there any other hostages in the house?
No.
Oh, kid. Jesus. There's no better route than this with less snow.
No, this is it.
This is the best route.
This is the best route?
We'll be there in no time. Come on.
Well, I might need a wheelchair. I'm telling you, kid.
I distinctly heard him say that he was headed to a small airport in Hartford, and from there, he was taking a private plane to Vancouver.
No, it wasn't.
We're working on it.
Hey, he was on the phone, and he said Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia? There is no Yugoslavia anymore.
He said Yugoslavia.
Right mind
He's not in his right mind.
All right.
Sorry. Would you like us to come downtown and give our statements?
No.
Well, we'd be willing to do that.
No.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Well,
hi.
No, really. Thank you. Thank you
so much.
Docks are down the street on your left.
George, the curfew. Go home. Get off the streets.
Guess I had to be getting home now.
Good idea.
You know, I think things are gonna be different with Dad. If they're not, I'll blackmail him. See you, Gus.
Take it easy. Christ. I'm never having kids.
So do you think we should go untie everybody?
No. We should unwrap them in the morning. It'll be more festive. So what about Jesse?
Well, Siskel said if we give him back the pictures, he won't press charges.
No, I mean about us. What do we tell him about us?
Sorry, but Grandma's eating through her gag.
You know something? You are a piece of work, pal. I tell you to get a boat, this is what you get. Get out of the fucking way.
Gussie?
What?
When are we gonna open presents? Presents? Is that what you said? Presents? I'll tell you what, as soon as we get back,
we're gonna open the presents. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, I'll save you the trouble. Your present is a giant fucking cannon, okay? And when we get back, you're gonna crawl into it, okay? I'm gonna put 2 pounds of gunpowder in there, I'm gonna light it up, and I'm gonna shoot you right out of fucking Jersey, okay? And then I'm gonna steal a car and drive to Jersey and pick up all the little fucking pieces of your body, put them in a big plastic bag, bring them back to my house, put them in the fireplace, light them on fire, I'm gonna sit down with a glass of whiskey and watch the Charlie Brown special with your ashes hitting my fucking house! Oh!
Yes?
What?
What's that smell?
Shut up.
Life keeps me waiting against my will. Believe it or not, I know my own mind. Ooh, don't got no why. Thank you.
Sacrifice ashes to ashes.